Man, we are in Vegas.
We are.
Good times.
We are here. Ready to go. It's this place is massive.
It is.
For Radio Row.
Huge.
Of course, we're in Vegas. Everything is bigger here in Vegas, right?
It's that what they say?
Huge hotel. We're staying at the Mandalay Bay. The Radio Row is in Mandalay Bay also, and this place is gigantic. Seriously, I've never stayed in this hotel before. I've been
here a
couple of times as
like
far as club wise and restaurants, but yeah, it's huge.
Everywhere you go, there's massive restaurants everywhere. There's bars everywhere. Obviously, the casinos are everywhere, and we're in the convention center, which is attached to the hotel, but is not the hotel.
No, right. And all the oxygen they have to pump in. I wonder what the oxygen
is. That what that is?
When
you're in the lobby, you can almost like breathe it.
Just keeps you up, right?
Yeah, it smells
keeps
weird.
Keeps you going.
It's got a smell to it. I don't know how to describe it.
It smells like oxygen.
Does it?
We'll be here all week. We're going to have some fun here on Radio Row. Back in the studio in Dallas, we have our producer, Travis. Travis, good morning to you.
Good morning, fellas.
We have Baldy in the ticker room, of course. Baldy.
Morning. How's the weather in Vegas?
A little chilly.
Hey, guys.
A little chilly.
Surprised y'all made it outside.
You know, as we're walking here, because we don't have to go anywhere as far as going outside to make it to the hotel, you do have to go outside for like 15 seconds.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It is weird.
They put the security line where they check your bags and you scan your credentials out. So you walk out of the hotel, go through security outside, and then right back in.
Like four steps and you're right back
in
the hotel.
And there's a hallway that they could have put it in. I have no idea why they make you go outside.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable. In case you got anything on you, drop it.
And the lady almost fussed at me because
she was pissed at me.
you empty your pockets and then you put your bag on the little thing that they can scan it, and she told me that my bag had to go inside a tray. Okay, that's fine, no big deal. But then as you pushed the button for the conveyor belt to have the bag go through, like, it wasn't moving, and then she was like, hey, push that through. How about you just turn the thing
she
on?
She snapped at you.
I know.
She's like, hey, push that through. Dinah's like, what? Okay.
I bet you just pushed a little button so it can go through itself. It doesn't make any sense.
She obviously hates her job. That's kind of what I took away from her.
She didn't yell at you. Why the hell is she yelling at me?
Well, I'm a nice guy.
Well, I am also.
I just smiled at her and I said, I got it, ma'am. Thank you.
She's kind of pointing me. Yeah.
Sorry about this guy.
All right. Well, we're here all week. And around 12:10, we have media night, opening night. And we're going to talk about that and the expectations out there. We'll mix in some Cowboys because Joe Witt Jr. is leaving. He's going to be the D.C. in Washington under Dan Quinn. And the search starts or continues for a defensive coordinator here in Dallas. We'll have some Super Bowl memories and moments coming up at 11:50. The news, of course. And usually around Super Bowl week is the trade deadline for the NBA. And the Mavericks are always making a move. So we're going to talk a little Mavs at 11:10. Because it feels like they're going to have to make one.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the possibilities and if you go yay or nay for that person and what kind of moves they're going to make. Matt was here on Saturday. He got here a night early in Vegas. And we'll talk about his adventures at 10:50.
In my hotel that smelled of weed and stale sex.
Okay.
No way.
I texted you.
10:50, you did.
God, man.
Stale weed or
both?
Okay, all right.
Everything was so stale. It was all so stale.
Like, just trying to see which one you're talking about. But I will tell you about my adventures about getting into Vegas. Of course, I've been to Vegas so many dang times. It's just nothing. And you're right. When you're packing for a week in Vegas with the weather the way it is, there's no way I could pack all that into a carry-on. So, you know, you have to check the bag. And I tried my best to see if you're going to carry on, that makes the time go as far as not waiting at the carousel or whatever.
It's such a beating when you check a bag.
It is.
I can't stand it, but I had to. I don't even know, like, Corby didn't, and Craig didn't either. I was like, how did you fit a week's worth with cold weather in a carry-on?
We just may see them wearing the same exact thing every single day.
I thought about it, man, but I brought, like, four hoodies, and then I brought a jacket in case we needed it. I was like, I don't know if we're going to be outside, because at night, the low here is, like, in the low 40s
I think it's even low. I brought three.
Yeah, one night it's going to be, like, 37.
I thought I saw some 20s.
Good Lord,
a couple of
really?
Days. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because tonight, I mean, I think
we're
going to
have to be outside
to
probably for a while tonight. So
the thing.
Yeah. But the view from my hotel, I have a great view of Allegiant Stadium.
Really?
Seriously, it's kind of cool.
I've got my view. I'm on the 23rd floor, and I look out over the airport, and like that south part of the strip by the airport. And I think it's awesome because, man, I love watching planes take off. I'm like a kid. I don't know.
So many in Vegas, just so many planes.
It's awesome.
Speaking of that, as no problems going to the airport. Of course, I try to get there as early as I possibly can because I'm that old man that wants to just sit there and chill and not have to be in a rush about anything. And got on the flight, and the flight was fine. Landed. Everything was great. Man. I walked to the carousel to get the bag, and they have a little issue at the carousel because they had us at one, and then they said it's going to be either this one or this one. Like, I've never heard anybody tell me my bags are going to be at 13 or 15, but we get the bag, and it's great, and usually I'll just hop in a cab and come to the strip. So I get my bag, roll to the taxi stand, and the guy, and the line was pretty long, and the guy said, "Hey, taxi service has been suspended for an hour because the president is here."
What?
Yeah, no taxis for an hour.
Joe Biden was here?
Yeah.
And the other president.
Yeah. Well, no, like I had no idea that he came to Vegas. I didn't even hear this.
Didn't
obviously.
Even know that it was happening, but yeah, the president is here and they've shut down everything. Like, the line was super long. So I went, okay, well, taxi service is suspended. Let me see about Uber. So Uber or Lyft or whatever, you know, they have a separate thing upstairs to where. So I looked on my phone, grabbed an Uber before I even walked out of the airport, and it said, "All right, 19 minutes away." Fine. So I go upstairs, and I walk to the area where they have all the Uber cars that are people waiting, and everyone's waiting, and the cars are in the parking lot just jam-packed because they have everything shut down because Joe Biden has come to Vegas.
Crazy.
Like, it is just stacked, and the people are making announcements. Hey, you know, make sure you don't get into the crosswalk because
they'll run you over. They'll snipe you.
Your Uber
will, Secret Service.
Your Uber will let you know what stall and spot they're going to be, so just wait on that.
Yeah.
And every minute, man, it is getting more packed because everyone's just waiting for everything to clear out of the airport. And so I'm looking down at the app letting you know how much time is left for your Uber to get there, and it was 19. 21.
Oh, no.
23.
You're like, I could have walked.
It's just growing and growing. Like, the number.
I mean, the airport's right there.
It's growing. So I was like, God, dog, man, we're going to be here forever.
Jeez.
And so, and I don't know, in my older age, I'm growing a bit more claustrophobic. And I think I get it naturally because my mom is extremely claustrophobic. Like,
she's being around, like, a lot of people.
She can't ride on an elevator.
Yeah. Really?
Unless it's like only two or three people. She can't ride in the back seat of a car. And I feel like I'm getting a little bit of that in my being. So everyone's like, everything's stalled and everyone is just crowding into this area waiting on Uber and just looking at their phone. And it's, I'm getting a little itchy, man, because it's just too many people. So one guy just walked up to me and said, "Hey, man, what's going on?" And I was like, "Yeah, the president landed and everything is just kind of messed up." So he looked at his phone. And his minutes are growing and growing and growing. He's like, "Man, I will bet you that if you get outside the airport and try to get to some landmark, it may be a little bit easier to get an Uber or a Lyft or something like that." I said, "Yeah, that's kind of smart. That makes sense." And then he kind of looked at me. He's like, "I'm game if you are." I don't even know you, man. Like, what's happening there? And I was just standing. I was like, "Yeah, I don't know. I don't know." I was kind of hemming and hawing about it, but then.
Wait, hold on. So he wanted to walk with you out of the airport.
To try and find a landmark outside to maybe more quickly grab an Uber.
Okay.
So, okay, that makes sense, but I don't know. Like, I don't know how far we're going to have to walk.
Yeah.
You kind of look out and you just see highway when it comes to the airport.
You're like, what are you going to do, walk up the interstate?
I know. And I was like, man, that makes sense. And then there was a couple next to us kind of thinking the same thing. And then they take off walking. And then the guy's like, "Man, I think they're doing the exact same thing." I said, "You know what? I think you're right. Let's do it."
No way.
So me and this stranger from Chicago named Andrew started walking out of the airport just outside of the airport, just trying to see exactly which way we need to walk to get to some type of landmark, what street to get on. And then as we're walking, it's more and more people doing the same thing because traffic is stopped. Like, no one's moving, going anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
And so you see a group of about 20, 25 of us wheeling our luggage and just walking, trying to see how to get out of the airport. And it's So much so that I was thinking people are going to miss their flights as they're going to the airport because everything is stopped. So now you see people getting out of their taxis and Ubers walking towards the airport because they're not going anywhere and they're trying to get to the airport so they won't miss their flights. So it's just a bunch of people walking around trying to figure out where the heck to go. And this couple, this one guy, man, he was on it. He had his phone. He's looking around. Like, I think we need to make a left here. Yeah, I think we need to make a right here. So we're just blindly following this guy.
So you're walking with this married couple or whatever.
Yeah.
And this guy stranger from Chicago, and the strange couple.
Yeah. It's a few other people. It's a few other people walking also. So we're all in this one group just walking down Paradise Road, the road that leads to the airport. And the girl looked back and said, man, this kind of feels like Amazing Race. I was like, yeah, it kind of does. Because we're trying to get to a point to where, okay, we need to find where
somebody
we need
can
to get
you.
Uber. Yeah. And the one guy was calling his Uber driver. He was talking to her on the phone saying, I'm trying to find a landmark because I know you're nowhere near the airport. And if I find one, I'll call you so you can come get us. And he's like, hey, man, you can jump into Uber with me. And I'm like, okay. So we're walking and we're walking and we're walking and I am beat down. I am so tired dragging this my suitcase and walking. And we walked about, I will say, a mile and a half until we got to Paradise and Tropicana. And there was an Arco gas station right on the right. And he talked to the Uber driver on the phone. And she said, okay, I know where that is. I can be there in like 4 minutes. And he was like, good, we'll be over there. But we had to cross the street
with your suitcase that you're rolling behind you.
And man, I'm telling you, there was so many cars trying to get to the airport because everything was so stacked. Yeah. And we finally made it across the street. We get to the Arco gas station, and man, she pulls up. We get it. It was the best.
Was he going here?
No. He actually was going to the Cosmo.
So they dropped you off, and then he kept going.
No, we actually went to the Cosmo first because the route that she had to go around to get around traffic had her get to the Cosmo. And I said, hell, I'll just hop out because we're home free now. Like, the strip was calm compared to what was going on toward the airport. And she was like, no, I'll drop you off at Mandalay. Okay. So you give her a nice tip. She dropped me off. And that was the adventure. Man, my legs were burning. God, that was
from pulling a suitcase.
So much walking.
Down
and then,
normal
so
road.
I texted Kat because I knew he was about an hour behind me.
Yeah.
I was like, man, the president landed. Like, it is screwed up because everything is just stacked up. And I don't know how you're going to get an Uber or whatever. I had to walk. And then when we finally see him, we're fine. We just got off Uber. Everything was great.
Well, yeah, I mean, when he comes in, they just shut it down for whatever the time period is. And then it opens back up when he bounces.
Man, it was the Uber wait.
So weird, man.
Climbed to 35 minutes before I just canceled the ride and we started walking.
God, that is crazy.
It kept growing and growing. It just snarled to a stop.
Did you see the motorcade or anything at all?
Nothing.
You see Air Force One on the tarmac? No.
Somebody said they saw one of the, I guess one of the planes that
like
kind of
fighter
followed.
Jet or something,
like the bomber plane
God,
or whatever.
So,
but
that is cool.
No, had no clue.
I wish I'd seen that.
No clue he was going to be here.
That's what a wild ass story, man.
Just walking.
Also, why the hell do you take taxis?
Why?
Yes,
it's easier now because everyone
than an
goes,
Uber.
Yeah, if they have the taxi stand down where you could just hop in,
isn't
one
it more
the
expensive?
Zones? No. Uber is not cheap anymore, man.
Really?
Right. It's cheaper to hop in a cab.
So you you hail the taxi?
No, they have a line. They have a line right there at the airport where you can, they'll say, hey, where are you going? And you tell them where you're going. Okay, that's zone 3, and they will point you in a direction. It's usually just like that.
Huh.
And that's why I like it better than the Uber, because that's what everyone does now.
Yeah,
and that
man.
Upstairs thing is packed.
I haven't taken a taxi. I don't even know. Probably.
I prefer taking taxis now, but that's when.
Does it still have like the partition in between the front and the back, like the little plastic window?
No, not that I know of.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But I don't think so. But yeah, it
weird.
I had to take a nap before we had the team dinner yesterday. I was so tired. It's like
from walking a mile and a half.
Yes, dragging
like,
my suitcase.
My legs were burning,
and not expecting to walk. Okay, when you're expecting to walk. This one thing.
Okay.
I had no clue that I was going to walk and try to find. And
in your head, it probably seemed like it was 5 years that you're just walking
and
walking.
You can see the hotel from the airport. Like, it's right there. But it's so far away that it's probably an hour and a half walk.
But you've
come on.
But it's right there.
An hour and a half walk.
Okay, I want you to walk from the Mandalay Bay to the airport and tell me how long it is.
I don't want to do that.
On your departure, just walk out.
Just go and just tell me that I'm...
I mean, we walked a long way to get here from our room this morning.
Yeah, but it's inside and you could just kind of chill. Like, that was a... That was a...
Was it raining?
Something behind
the
wall.
Oh, no, the rain was done by the time you got here.
It wasn't raining. It was a little chilly, but it wasn't raining.
God, that would suck. Dude, it was, what a wild story.
It was wild.
Man.
It was wild. And
well, thanks a lot, Joe Biden.
My buddy Andrew now, he's going to be here until Thursday, so I'm going to meet him for a drink somewhere one day.
Because, you guys like traded numbers and stuff?
Yeah,
what's up, dude?
Yeah, that's my guy.
You're my walk buddy. Remember me from that hike we took?
Oh, man, that was great.